Since April 29th, 2014, our worlds have been different. Some nights are long and restless. Some days are cold and filled with uncertainties. We have surpassed our angry stages and things have become more tolerable. Do we still hurt? Of course we do. There is never a passing moment where my heart doesn't feel sorrow. At times, my tears turn into headaches and my mind shuts down. I become paralyzed by the calamities and I lose hope in all things except God. My belief in God relieves me for only moments at a time because nothing is believable to the eyesight of a human that sees no forward progression in a thing that weighs so heavy on their heart. My faith allows me to understand that in the hereafter, God will judge my brother's shooters accordingly. And I believe that God's wrath is far worse than any evil thought that could be conjured by an idle mind of mine or anyone else's that have been affected by this senseless act. In due time, the grief will fade and the memory will make for good laughs. We will hurt periodically, but for the most part, we will be okay. So as we cope with the close of our first year without our beloved brothers Robert McAdoo Jr. and Michael Evans, we still know that God is in control.